Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ebro in the Morning, Laura Styles and Rosie Burr. We got Alicia Keys back on the program. Woo! Let's go.
That's right.
Official friend of the show? Anyone disagree?
Oh, no.
Any disagreement?
No, 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 it's official.
Friend of the show. But where do y'all have me, though?
Yeah.
Like, where am I?
Yeah. So Alicia would not come
in
the building.
She's a friend. Yo, she kept it real right off the top. What the hell is this?
She would not come in the building, was like, yo, I'm not going in there. I don't know. What is this?
But I was like, this is not where I go. Where are we going? High 97? This is not High 97. This is not where we're at. I don't know where we
are. So we are currently in what they're calling a temporary studio.
They going to stick y'all here.
Don't say that, bro.
How do you know this already? Because that is exactly what
you
it's been.
That,
no, it's already
you?
Happening. We've been here for what? A year already?
No.
9 months?
Has it been that long?
10 months? It's been a,
no,
long.
It's been a lot of months.
It was August.
Nah, it's going. They're going to get you out of here. Don't
you think
worry.
So?
Y'all are right. Yeah.
She lying. She lying. Now, Flex has been here for a long time because we use the studio for Flex. Freestyles, rappers come up here. That's why you're here.
I've seen it. Hence the energy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're feeling energy?
The energy is good, actually.
It's
I feel good energy.
It
here.
Just feels okay, intense, good. Right?
It's just different.
It's just different energy.
It was unexpected. I'm glad to be here.
No, you can go ahead.
This is my vibe. This is my New York
Alicia
energy.
Alicia was like, listen, I don't go in the studio. I'm from New York. I don't go into buildings that look like this any longer.
I've graduated. I know these buildings.
You really do.
I really know these buildings.
And these blocks, by the way, you wouldn't think that like this area in the 20s is anything crazy. Let me tell you, when you get here early in the morning, it's a little crazy in the 20s.
It's definitely.
Speaking of crazy blocks, you have a play on Broadway.
Ooh. About crazy blocks.
Called Hell's Kitchen, where you grew up.
Yes. Oh my gosh, guys, this is so crazy insane. I cannot act like I'm too cool to be so excited about this. This is nuts. I've been developing it for like 13 years. Hell's Kitchen is about a 17-year-old girl named Allie, who's really just trying to find her way. She's trying to kind of come up from the everybody's pressure and what they want her to do and what they want her to be and find who she is. And so ultimately it ends up being a love story between a mother and a daughter, but you really get that injection of Hell's Kitchen energy. It's set in the 90s, mid-90s, so it has all that, that right music, that right
vibe. Wait, the girl's name
vibe.
Is?
Her name is Allie.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put this all together. Right. Your name is Alicia.
That's right.
You're from
Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's
right. So I'm noticing
the first
some,
three letters of Alicia are
feels. So it's not you, but it's close.
It is inspired by my experiences growing up in New York, growing up in Hell's Kitchen for sure. It's not autobiographical, so don't come up to me and be like, "Is it true that your dad?" That no, it's not.
So you just wanted to be able to use pieces, but it's not the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like not. It's meant to be. I wanted to use the inspiration of the people I know and real people, because then when you see it, you really know these people. Like, you know it. It's not fabricated. It's a real, from a real foundation.
Gotcha.
And there's so much rich energy from all of them. So yes, there's definitely some correlations there, but it is not my autobiography, and it is incredible. Y'all can't
I've
believe
I've heard rave reviews.
So
I'm trying to go check it.
You said 13 years in the making, so this was always a passion project. And
right.
While you were, you know, touring the world being a queen, you were just like, little by little, I'm gonna get to it.
Yeah, because it takes so long. Like, these things take a long time. And, you know, first you're finding the book writer, the person who's gonna, it's conceptual, I conceptualize it, and then you have to get it down on paper. Like, how do we make it make sense? And how do we develop the characters? And so that took a bunch of years. And then you have to find a great director. So then we found, the director is Michael Greif. He did Rent, and he also did Dear Evan Hansen.
Wow.
He's done it, plus.
So he's got some hits.
He's got some hits out here.
Are you saying he knows what he's doing?
He definitely knows what he's doing.
Wow.
It's incredible. The choreographer, Camille Brown, she's unbelievable. And the book writer is Chris Diaz. He grew up in New York City, so that was the hardest part, finding someone who understands the New York energy. You can't teach it. You can't research it.
Yeah.
You got to live it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's baked in there. You just feel it. So, yeah, 13 years while I was doing everything else, little by little, cracking away at it. And now finally, here we are. And for it to be opening, it was on off-Broadway at the Public Theater for about 4 months. And now we're transferring to Broadway right now. Like, it previews start 3/28.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to 3/28 or 3/29.
Yeah, 3/28.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Yeah, I got to get in there. I got to see this.
You do. You're going to love it.
Well, so was Broadway ever a passion of you as a performer?
Interesting. So here's the story. My mother grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and she begged her mother to leave to come to NYU. And her mother said, "You can go, but you have to do 1 year at Toledo University." I have no idea what Toledo University was like. I'm sure she didn't want to be there, but she had to do it. So she came to New York and started to study at NYU. And this is really her dream. So her dream was to become an actor and to act and to be a part of Broadway and theater. And that's what she's done so much of my life. So she introduced me to theater as a little girl. I fall asleep in the seats and wait until she's finished because, you know, she's a single mom. So I got to be where she is.
Yeah.
You know? And so
was a working actor on Broadway.
As well as a paralegal to pay the bills.
Wow.
Didn't the place you live, isn't that how you live there? She had to be an actor to live there?
That's right. So Manhattan Plaza is the name of the building. And Manhattan Plaza is actually a really big character in Hell's Kitchen because it's based in this building. So this building is the only one of its kind ever. I mean, hopefully there'll be more, but the only one of its kind that really was affordable, subsidized housing for actors and creative people. Mm. And so in the building, there was, you know, composers, and there was filmmakers, and there was actors, and there was musicians and artists of all, painters. And so it was kind of crazy that you'd be able to grow up among that kind of creative community. So it's unique. Never really happened again.
And how, like, hands-on are you, like, right now?
I'm a monster, crazy human. You kidding me?
You're there all the time?
Single part. Well, the beautiful thing is I have the most incredible team. They're so good. So now that we've been able to put everything together and it really has its own identity and it lives, and I'm very carefully holding space for that, I can pull back a bit. But right now we're about to start previews, and that's the most important part because you're able to bring everybody, you have an audience, you kind of can see what's working. Is this reading? Are people feeling that? Am I getting the reaction I'm looking for?
So in other words, they should all prepare for you to be annoying again over the next couple weeks, because once the preview starts, it's, all right, I didn't like the last we got here. I didn't like it. You got to dig in. That's what we're doing.
Was your mom involved in Hell's Kitchen at all?
Definitely. You know, just in the sense of, like, really just being a part of creating the space for it, creating the energy around it. And I would always check in with her, like, this is, you know, she'd always come to the workshops and she'd have feedback. And she's definitely a producer for the show. So it's really beautiful that she's a producer and that we're able to share this moment when this is really, I believe we're here because this is her dream coming to life.
I love that.
That's so nice.
Well, yeah, she poured so much into you, right?
Man, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to do it if she didn't. She definitely sacrificed all those dreams so that I could be good. And so to be able to pay that back to her is, I can't even tell you how it feels. It's pretty insane.
The idea of growing up in a building where there's so many creatives and all these things, was music your passion, or did the world happen to you? Like, did these things happen to you if you recount back? Like, it was just like, this is my world. This is what I do. Like, how did it, for you as a creative as an artist?
Like, music was definitely always my passion. You know, I started to play piano at 7, and I always felt, like, drawn to music. I remember, since my mother was an actor, she would take me on these little auditions as a kid. I'd be like 4 years old doing these different auditions and stuff. And a lot of people know I was on The Cosby Show when I was like 5 years old. It was like these little things that she would take me to try to, you know, I don't know, expose me to it. And I liked it, but I didn't love it the way that I loved music. Like, I knew that music was the thing that drove me. So I think it was just always in my body and my bones that wanted to be there. And I knew that it would be that over anything else.
I love that. So now there's music. Explain, what's Kaleidoscope? What is...
Okay, all right, here we go. So this is a musical. And by the way, I created this musical so that anybody who's ever... There's a whole group of people that love musical theater. They love it. This is what they live for. They love it. There's a whole group of people that don't really fuck with it. One of those people are my husband. I cannot take him to Broadway to see a musical.
He doesn't musically connect with it.
He can't find the connection.
I struggle with this sometimes.
I understand.
You understand.
Listen, though, that's why
I don't struggle.
You're out.
No, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I just went saw Wicked on Friday. See, like, I've seen it twice.
The reason I love Jersey Boys and the reason I love the Michael Jackson is because I know the music. It's pop music.
Right.
I struggle a bit more when it gets into Ebro, let's talk, Alicia's here. Sometimes that's a little tough for me. You know what I mean? That's how Swizz feels.
And so I created this specifically for you. and for him.
Right.
So that he can, and everybody has a connection point to Hell's Kitchen, whether you're a diehard musical theater fan and lover, or whether you're a more casual music lover, that you can get into the way that the music is given to you. It really brings the story forward in a way that's not what you just demonstrated.
But in the, I thought you did a couple good notes.
Thanks, Bree.
It was terrible.
If you needed to fill in, vocally, he's available.
Yeah. It was pretty strong.
So this is music that could stand alone and as a record without it being connected to the musical.
Yeah, but it wants to be connected to musicals because it really does. The story that it tells, you get connected to it through the music. The music drops you in a way that you can't believe. And you're hearing these songs. Some of them you know. Some of them are brand new because I've written new songs for it. But the ones that you know, you never heard them like this. You're gonna be like, wait, is that? Hold on. And it sneaks up on you
right,
in a way.
I love that. I love that.
You know, and then you just in. So that's what makes it, it's a musical. And so that's why we're talking about Kaleidoscope today. So Kaleidoscope is one of the new songs created for Hell's Kitchen. And it's actually introducing the lead, her name is Malia Joy Moon. She plays Allie. She's only 21. She's just getting started on her journey. So she plays 17-year-old Allie, and she's a monster. She's dances, she sings, she acts, she's a killer. And so this song, Kaleidoscope, is the song in the musical, in Hell's Kitchen, that really expresses the time when she's realizing that there's something more for her out there, that she feels stuck under all these obligations and all these things that people want her to be, even though she's not. And she realizes through this song that something's out there. She meets this beautiful woman named Miss Liza Jane, who plays the piano. She's almost like a Nina Simone-esque type of vibe. And she plays in a way that Allie has never been introduced to, and it changes her world. So Kaleidoscope is that song that kind of opens her eyes to what's possible. And that's the song that we're talking about today.
So I want to play that song, and I also want to delve into that. Look, we live in a city that is Broadway's an industry, right? And so many different levels, not just the people on stage, the people playing the music, the people making the costumes, the people making the stage, the people greeting you at the theater. Like, it's a complete industry in New York. And there's so many people who live in New York that have never been to Broadway.
Wow.
So on this show, going back many, many years, Fela was a Broadway play.
Yes, it was amazing. One of my favorites.
I went 7 times.
Oh.
But it was so amazing, and a recipe to a friend of ours, Chris Nadler. We actually worked as a show to give away tickets because a lot of Broadway plays don't advertise with us. So like the Michael Jackson play, we worked to get tickets to give away.
Yeah.
We gave some for a while.
Love
just
that.
To try to get people to go see these amazing performers.
Yes.
Even if you're not, so my connection to Broadway generally it's through the performance. As you say, I may not necessarily be in the storyline, but I am amazed that someone can get on stage every single day.
Right.
Live.
Right.
Hit all of these notes.
Right.
Twice on Sundays.
Twice on Sunday.
Exactly. Right.
For an extended period of time.
It's facts.
It's remarkable.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So even if I'm not into the actual story or I think it's kind of corny, I'm still into the fact that you're hitting these notes every single night live.
But FYF's Hell's Kitchen is absolutely not corny. So good thing
just
for
so
you.
Know. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You won't have to feel like that, but that's right. And the cast is incredible. Shoshana Bean is playing the mom, Jersey. She was also in Wicked that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Brandon Victor Dixon is incredible. He's playing Davis. Keisha Lewis is playing Miss Liza Jane. Malia Joy Moon we're introducing as Allie. The cast is out of control. Like when you see them on stage, you're not going to be able to take it.
So now let me ask you this. Oftentimes, you know, an A-lister, marquee performer that we only see, like Fantasia goes and does, you know, The Color Purple or this.
Right.
Like, do you see this getting to that point where you're like, hey, Queen Latifah, I want you to do...
Could be. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, these artists that are casted are the superstars of Broadway. So this is really, really incredible to just give them their flowers and see how magnificent they are. And there's room for this cross-sectional world, because that's what we're really doing. We are bringing two worlds together and changing, making it making it even more brand new because of those that collision of worlds. So I can see that totally happen. There can be music artists that would also be able to, you know, as long as you can do the whole thing.
Because it's a lot. It's a thing.
Is it fun also, like, I mean, I think it would be safe to say that you and Swizz live a charmed life at this point. Things are pretty good.
Thank you.
And everything, you know, you guys have a lot of successful projects, blah, blah, blah. You know, you live in Batman's house. I'm sorry, Iron Man's house.
I don't know. Have you been to the Brooklyn Museum where literally...
Right, your art collection is literally a museum.
There's a Shaolin giant...
tire.
Whatever that thing is.
Jaffa.
What
is Jaffa? It is. It is a huge 7,000-pound tire. Covered in chains by the brilliant mind of Arthur Jaffa. And it's stunning. Like, if you haven't seen Giants at the Brooklyn Museum, yo, you have to go now.
No, I haven't gone yet.
I'm gonna go this weekend.
No. It's different. Oh. Bro, you're going to say to yourself, I know these people.
No, it's crazy. No,
it's hard to wrap your brain around the fact that we know humans that own this stuff. where do you keep this stuff?
Well, apparently at the Brooklyn Museum. Yeah. Well, but by the way, so that takes my question, though. So given that you have all these cool things going on, is there, from a competitive standpoint, something fun about, like, venturing into this world? Well, it doesn't matter that you and Swizz are you and Swizz, because the best names on Broadway have had their plays get panned before. Like, you have to still prove something and try to get this thing to go on a run. Does that get your competitive juices going a little bit?
I gotta say that is definitely, I like that question. What's been exciting is entering into a new world. And there is something really, you know, some of these things I'm learning for the first time, and there is something that really is electrifying about that, because you're like, hold on, let me crack this code. Let me understand. Wait, so this is what happens, and you absolutely, there's no way around this. But normally in my industry, what we do is this.
Right.
But we can't do that because of this. So it's like, there's a lot to learn, and I think that's what's cool, but it also pushes it forward, because naturally I'm going to have ideas that are different from what kind of the norm is.
Right.
And so it really does allow it to be a new space. And then at the same time, I have veterans standing by me so they can say, okay, we know what you're talking about, but how we have to approach it is
this
like
way.
This.
Right.
And then let's figure it out like this. So I have the best of both worlds. And it is exciting to be in a new space, especially because it's so connected to my story, you know, because my mother is so connected to the theater community. You know, that's a beautiful thing. People will come to me like, I know your mother, and she was in this thing in 70 whatever. And it's like, you know, it's like there's love from the community, and I feel so grateful that if they even feel like it's full circle in that way. So there's a pride there.
Do you know how long is it guaranteed to be running for? Do you come into it knowing how long the run is? That's like a part of Broadway I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I mean, you know, you definitely, it's a mix of magic and divine whatever's meant to order. Be, you know, divine order. But you can definitely sustain it. The goal is to sustain for six months to a year.
Okay.
And then it starts to sustain itself.
Right. So you got to shoot. Your goal is to try to get it there.
We need an Ebro in the morning night.
I thought you were setting her up for was so are we getting the tickets to give to the listeners or what? That's what I thought you were going.
I didn't get there.
Just to expose our audience to something new for all the people who've never been to a play.
No, it's really important, and that's actually a big, big initiative that we're on. Yeah. There's a couple of things that we've been doing, and one of them is to completely, we are very focused on making sure that the audience can be as diverse as possible. So what you're talking about is right up our alley. We actually also launched a fellowship program. So every department, the set design, the lighting design, the stage design, the sound design, the director, the choreographer, music, every department has a fellow that learns from that department. Because a lot of also what happens is you don't get the opportunity to get into these spaces.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's been really important too. So there's a lot of work that's going on that we want to help to change the landscape.
Right.
So we love your partnership. We say yes.
Thank you.
Boom!
We say yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll buy a bunch of tickets. We'll give them away too, to keep contributing to the whole thing.
Wait, I want to tell you something. So I walked in like last week, and I was telling the guys, I was like, my friend Claire, she teaches at the school, and she put up a GoFundMe. And I was so upset because, listen, we have our words with the mayor and budget cuts, and we could say that's a different conversation.
Right.
But I was upset, and we're like, what can we do to help? And then we were just like, damn, but if we focus on one, we'll have to figure out how we can help other people. So we were trying to strategize, and then I come back, and I report that you teamed up with Roc Nation and gave this person the $60,000 that they needed to keep the arts program alive.
No, I was
Bro, that's amazing.
I was, thank you for bringing that up. I was so, you know, this is the school I grew up in. This is my school, Professional Performing Arts School. And so I didn't even know, obviously, what was going on. And so a friend of mine, a couple friends of mine were just like, did you see this? You know, and it's literally my school. I've been there since seventh grade all the way through high school. And with the budget cuts and things like that, they were going to lose the program. They were going to lose some of the arts programs, a part of the school. And so not only your friend, likely, but also some of the kids got together and really wanted to create this GoFundMe. And so I was really grateful. Big love to Roc Nation for sure as well for us to be able to collaborate together and really help, you know, in this moment, you know? And so hopefully that'll set them up for some time. And then obviously more funds need to be raised because it's a constant thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's so important. But to the point of Hell's Kitchen, it's like you see how it relates back to PPAS, Professional Performing Arts School. You see how music changed lives. It changed my life. It changes
100%.
Our life right here. It gives you something to focus on. It gives you something you can believe in. It gives you something that you can spend time getting better at. And so if we're losing those programs, and obviously so many of us grew up in the 90s without these things, there was no programs in school. It was like, you could do music. No, you can't do anything.
Right. Or with the programs that completely changed, you know, the way you look at life.
It really did. So this is a big one, and I was really grateful to be able to be a part of supporting PPAS.
Fire.
Thank you for bringing that up. Oh, my babies. Looking on, they so cute.
Big in my house, I was lucky to get a box of Soul Keys one day.
Yes, Keys Soul Care.
Keys Soul Care, excuse me. And I didn't know what it was. I opened it up, and it said Keys. But I was like, oh, wait, Swizz had asked for my address. And it was like lotions and lip balms and whatever.
Yes,
and I was like, bang. I think Alicia Keys got lotions. She's like, let me see. You know, she'll get a massage and a facial every day if
it was
the schedule.
Why not?
So anyway, she was like, let me try it. Bruh, her and Issa are running through.
Oh.
I think I've made two requests since then.
I have received those requests, and I hope they've been fulfilled.
Oh, no, they have.
You know what I mean?
Wow. But, and I botched it this holiday because I was going through knee surgery, but one of my plans was to give away a holiday box of your stuff. I think I had hit you about that,
the
Keys Soul Care before.
Yes.
But maybe we could do that for Mother's Day.
Oh, I think Mother's
so
Day.
So we're hitting you up for a lot of freebies right now.
I see. So I'm like, wait, what's that? Why did I even come to this show?
Here's
a list of what we need, Alicia.
Just all
no,
that.
No, but Keys Soul Care is pretty incredible. I love it too. And I love that it has, every bottle has an affirmation on it. Like, you know, I'm devoted to this moment, or, you know, I use all circumstances as a catalyst for change, or I am layered, complex, and divine. And I think that there's so much to this positive talk that we have to have with our own selves, because it's easy to feel super negative. It's easy to get overwhelmed with all the crazy in the world. And so these small ways to create rituals for yourself while you're washing your face or in your shower, you have a few minutes to yourself a day, which is rare. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you make that a sacred moment and a ritualistic moment? And so I love that your daughter and your lady love it so much. Because, by the way, it's also for men. So, guys, don't feel like you can't wash your face. Like, can't you wash your face?
I wash my
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like you suggesting I don't wash my face.
Right.
I'm washing my ashy knees and my heels.
Wait, there's specific face lotion and body lotion?
Yeah, there's like, yes. There's
I always wonder about that, the difference between the face lotion and the body lotion.
I always think
the face
scam,
is more
I,
sensitive.
You know,
it's a little bit more sensitive, so you got to be more cautious, and the body can take a little bit more.
Yeah, I have a 9-year-old daughter. She now has a face routine.
She has a ritual. She has a ritual.
Wow.
She's
morning
nine,
and
too?
Night.
She's
morning
nine.
And night.
Nine. Like Issa's Genesis? Nine now.
Oh. By the way, she's not, but she's nine.
And she's 30.
She's 30.
Right. She's nine, but she's really 30.
I, like, honestly, there are people I know who are the same age, and I feel bad when I compare. Like, Natalie and I laugh because we compare some family members to Issa.
Right, like,
and I'm like, our family member's like, where's the dog? And then Issa's like, so I was talking about both industry from a commercial standpoint and also, no, she's different. Like, so just don't, I'm not surprised. She beat me by getting a skin routine by 30 years. I have a lot of things working against me. Being a white man, one of the worst, one of the only things that we have a shortcoming in society is skin routine. It is, no one teaches, the white man about the skin routine. People are dry out here.
That's very, very
no,
dry.
No, you meet people and you go, I look at them now and I'm like, you're not doing anything. I'm not saying I'm great, but we need to
you're
talk.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah, you're just wrecked. What is happening, bro?
So keys so good for them. Make sure they get it.
How do you feel about New York State of Mind? Empire State of Mind, sorry.
How do I feel about
it? Yeah, like, is it one of your favorites? Because it's so ubiquitous.
Oh, it's
not even like a song anymore, right? It's like a part of just life.
No, it's crazy.
Like, if I got into someone's car and they were like, I want to play music. And I'm like, cool, what are you playing? And they put on Empire State of Mind. I'd be like, are we at a basketball game?
What's happening?
Because it's just like part of life that exists.
It really does.
Do you love it? Do you get sick of hearing it? Is it the first thing you would play if you could? Like, where does it rank for you?
No, I love it so much. It's so good. I can't even believe that song. That song is like, what is happening? I was just in my car the other day, just riding down, going to the theater, and boom, in the middle of Times Square. It's like Empire State of Mind. It's just boom, it's just there. And so it's incredible. The song is unbelievable. I love it so much. I love what it means to people. I love that it gives them that incentive to say, like, my dreams matter too. I can find what I'm looking for. You know, kind of bringing it back to Hell's Kitchen. That's exactly what it reflects.
Is it in there?
You
had to be.
What is it? The slow version though? Is it the big version or the U version?
You gotta come and find out. Right. But it's definitely, you know, it gives you that connect. Telling a New York story in New York. With me being from New York and these New York songs, it really resonates a lot. So I love that song. I feel like it happened yesterday. It's going to happen forever. It's timeless.
And it's been what? It's been 15 years
crazy.
Or something like that or more?
That's wild. But it's going to last forever.
It is. It's one of the ones.
It's a blessing.
Art installation at Brooklyn Museum.
Mm.
Broadway play.
Hell's Kitchen.
Body butters and soaps and affirmations. New song, Kaleidoscope.
Yes, that's featuring right. Malia Joy Moon, who plays Allie in Hell's Kitchen. So we get to introduce her to the world in this space.
I think we need to close on, you actually live in Iron Man's house.
I'm trying to figure out which somebody needs to tell me, because I'm sure somebody knows, which movie can I see?
You haven't even seen. She hasn't even went to see the movie that her house is.
No,
in.
I've seen the movie, but I can't locate it. Like, I more see that it has maybe the
It's the cliff shot.
It's that cliff. So it's quite it, to be honest. It's not exactly it, but it's. I feel like it's inspired by it.
There you go.
It just became that. That's what they call it. Is the Iron Man house?
Now it's just become the Iron Man house.
Does it feel homey inside that house?
It's really, really homey.
It is? You mm-hmm. found a way to make it homey?
Very, very much. In fact, when, you know, because Swizzy, the love of my life, you know that he's very particular. You know, he's a Virgo, and he likes things how he likes them, which is why the exhibition of Giants looks how it looks, because he's so particular. He knows exactly what looks great, and he's amazing. But when it started to come to us furnishing the house, I was like, listen, we have children.
Right.
They have to be able to
sit on furniture, run and play.
They got to have friends. Maybe they want to have a glass of chocolate milk.
Right.
And maybe it might spill.
right.
We can't be stressed out about this. So let's choose accordingly. Because I want to live in this house. Yeah, I don't want to be like, I don't want to live in a museum. I want to live in the house. So I feel like we struck a good balance. He's good. But he be telling the kids, what happens when your friends come over? Okay, we got to take off our shoes. All right, what are you going to do? You got to be responsible for the stuff. Like, make sure they're not disrespecting your house. This is your house. Make sure they're taking care of it. They know the routine. They are ready. But he's right. Like, you got to respect your space, and you got to make people respect your space. So
you know what? I feel like when parents pull up to that house, they already tell their kids to respect the space.
You better not mess it up.
We want to get it fighting back.
Don't you mess this house up.
Yo, we love you. We're so proud of you.
I love
you. We're
glad you're
one of our own. We're glad you're a friend of the show. And congratulations.
My brothers and sister, I appreciate y'all. Yeah. Thank you for this love.
Y'all give it up. Let's go check out Hell's Kitchen on Broadway.
Hey.